This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yeah, okay. I apologize. Thanks for your patience. Masechta Chagiga, Chaf Hey Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said that in Am Haaretz is only believed for Truma at the time of the wine press and the olive press. However, the rest of the year they're not believed. The reason why they're believed at the time of the wine press and the olive press, Rashi said, is because everyone is Metaher their Kalim. Now, the Mishnah discussed, well, what if they brought it to you in between seasons, after the wine press and the olive press? You're now to be Mekabalit, but you leave it over till the next wine press and olive press, and then you're Mekabalit then. Even though it's sort of a harama, because they're not believed in the interim season. They're only believed at the time of the wine press and the olive press. But nevertheless, if they offer it to you in between seasons, you hold off, and then you accept it by the next season. So the Mishnah said, "Avru gehagitas v'abadim v'viu loy chavish shol yayin." If the wine press and the olive press passed, and they brought you a barrel of wine, lo yikablenu mimenu, don't accept it from them. Avol minicha l'gad haba, you will leave it to the next season. Ba'u minei me'rav sheshes. They asked from Rav Sheshes, Avar v'kibla mahu. What if you did accept it? Mahu she'nechen al-gad haba. In other words, let's say you accepted it. Can you leave it to eat it to the next wine press? Or do we say you weren't allowed to accept it and therefore you can't eat it, you have to burn it? Amar lehu. So Rav Sheshes said to them, Kinisua, we learned in the Mishnah. We learned it in the Mishnah. Chaver v'am ha'aretz she'yar shu asavihem. A Talmud Chacham, someone who's Zohar in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, and an Am Haaretz, who inherited from their father, Am Haaretz. So you have an Am Haaretz, and he has two kids, a Chaver and an Am Haaretz. Yachal Loi Merloi, he could say to him, Toil Ata Chitin Shabamakim Ploini, Va'ani Chitin Shabamakim Ploini. He could say like this. He could say, the Chaver, who's a Yoyresh, could say to his brother who's an Am Haaretz, you take the wheat that is in such and such place, and I'll take the wheat in a different place. Toil ato yayin shabamakim pleni. You take the wine that's in a certain place. Vani yayin shabamakim pleni. I'll take the wine in the other place. Meaning, let's say, Rashi says, let's say you know that certain wheat was hukshar lekabel tumah. So I say, in other words, I have a brother, the case is you have a brother who is an Am Haaretz. So you say, look, some of dad's wheat is hukshar lekabel tumah, other of it is not. So you take the wheat that's hukshar lekabel tumah, and I'll take the wheat that I know is not hukshar lekabel tumah. Because since it's one species, then we could utilize the principle of Breira. And the Breira says that what I take was designated for me, and what you take was designated for you, and it's not considered that I sold you or traded with you, but whatever we take respectively is what was designated retroactively for us. Toil ato yayin shabamakam pleni v'ani yayin shabamakam pleni. You take wine in a certain place, and I will take wine in another place. That you're allowed to do. But the Gemara continues, Avalo Yoimala, you're now to say to the brother, Toil atalach, you take what's wet, Vani Yavish, and I'll take dry. Toil atachitin, you take wheat, Vani Soyrim, and I'll take barley. Because that's, since we both inherited wheat and we both inherited barley, if we're going to make that trade, that's considered selling. And the halach is, you're now to sell produce to an Am Haaretz because he's going to make a tummy and you're over lefne iver lo yisite mechshal. Rashi says, but that on the fourth line, in two separate minim, we don't say breira. In other words, if I take the wine and you take the wheat, then we don't say, well, it was huvra lemafreya that I get the wine and you get the wheat. Because when their father died, a portion of my each item fell to both. So if we divide it that I get the wheat and you get the wine, it's like I traded some wheat for your wine and you traded some wine for my wheat. So it's like I'm selling it to you and then I'm over lefne iver lo yisite mechshal. Says the Gemara, V'tani Allah. Oisai chaver soyref halach. Umeiniach es hayavesh. We learned on this Mishnah that chaver, he is going to burn that which is moist, and he's going to leave over that which is dry. In other words, he can't say, you take the wet and I'll take the dry. But rather, the chaver is going to have to take some wet and burn it, because he has to assume his father made a tame. So Rashi says, if the chaver is a kohen, he's going to burn some of the wet. And let's say there's oil for that's truma. He's going to burn it. He's going to light it. And he leaves over what's dry. Says the Gemara, why does he have to burn it? Why doesn't he just hold on to the oil until the next pressing season? Because we just learned in the Mishnah that if you have the produce of an Ama Aretz that you took not during the pressing season, so doesn't that mean you're allowed to keep it until the next season? So clearly we learned that no, you have to hold off from taking it until the next season, and if you did take it, you cannot hold on to it until the next season. So this proves our Shiloh. We had a Shiloh. What's the halacha? If you took it, could you leave it to the next season? Clearly from this Mishnah, you cannot leave it over to the next season. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. B'davar she'en le'gat. We're talking about something that doesn't have a pressing season. You know what? Doesn't have a pressing season? Says Rashi, she'char tamarim, date beer. Sroli, I bet you never drank date beer. No comment, huh?
On Pesach.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. Okay, so date beer has no pressing season. So, therefore, really, maybe I'll tell you, you're allowed to hold on to it until the next season, but we're talking about something that doesn't have a pressing season. Says the Gemara, v'yani chenu l'regel, so why don't you hold on to it until the regel? Because on a regel, all the Amei Ha'aretz are believed. We're going to see that on the regel, everyone is a chaver on Yom Tif. Everyone is considered trustworthy on Yom Tif. So why don't you leave it over until the regel? Says the Gemara, b'davar she'en mishtamer l'regel. It's not a raya, meaning don't prove that if you take something at a time, you're not allowed to take it. You're allowed to save it till the time you are allowed to take it, because no, maybe really, in other words, we were trying to prove that you cannot leave it over. Maybe really you could leave it over. So why didn't you? We're talking about something that doesn't preserve. The davar shenu mishtamer l'rega. We're talking about something that doesn't watch itself. It's not going to be preserved till the rega will spoil, and therefore that's why you can't leave it over. However, if it's something that could last till the regel, if you took it at the wrong time, you could just hold on to it and wait until it's the right season. Okay. Then the Mishnah said another halacha, that even though an Ama Aretz is not believed regarding Truma, if the Ama Aretz says that if in this barrel there's Kadshim that I separated, so we say like this, since they're believed regarding Kadshim, they're believed Legabe regarding Truma as well. Says the Gemara, v'imamar hefrash di l'soicha revias kodesh ne'eman. If he said, I separated within it, a revias of kodshim, you're believed. Tanan hasam, we learned in a Mishnah over there, moidin beis shamai ubeis hillel. Beis shamai and beis hillel are both moideh. Sheboidkin lo'isei pesach ve'en boidkin lo'ichlei truma. You're allowed to check for someone who goes to perform a Karban Pesach, and you can't check for someone who goes to eat Truma. Now, what does this mean, check? This is talking about a Beis HaPras. Now, what's a Beis HaPras? We had this in Moed Katan. Beis HaPras is a field that a body was plowed over. And even though, in all probability, it was the bones were crushed, and you don't have a bone the size of a barley corn, nevertheless, we're afraid that somewhere here there's going to be a bone the size of a barley corn. You're not going to notice it, and you're going to move it. Now, an etzem the size of a barley, Rashi says, is not metame by oyal, by stepping over it. But by masa, by moving it, it would be a problematic. Therefore, you're allowed to check it. Check it means as follows. You walk through it, and you blow with a bellows. You blow, and this way, if there's any scraps of bone, it will move. So they all agree that you're allowed to do this bedika for somebody to be able to go bring a Karban Pesach, to get through, traverse a field to bring a Karban Pesach, but you can't do this to eat Truma. Regarding eating Truma, you can't rely on this Bedikah, meaning we say that if you're going to walk through such a field, even if you blew, you're going to be rendered Tameh, and you're going to have to be sprinkled on with the ashes of the Paraduma on the third and seventh day and go to the mikvah. Regarding Pesach, since the halacha that a Beis HaPras is Tameh, this a field that had a kever that was plowed over is only Tameh Midrabanan. So therefore, the Chachamim said you could be lenient and you could check it by blowing. Because we're going to see, bringing a Karban Pesach is very, very severe. What punishment does a person get if they don't bring a Karban Pesach? They're Chayv Kares. So therefore, in the face of a kares, the Rabbanim did not uphold their Issa Rabbanon of saying that a Beis HaPras is Tameh, and they said you could check it by blowing, but not to eat Truma, because if you eat Truma Betuma, you're Chayev Misa. So the Gemara says, my Boidkin, what does it mean we check? I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel.
Why did the Mishnah bring this as an example?
Of what? Of a chumra.
As what?
As a chumra of truma over kachim?
Yeah.
Ah, good kasha. I guess it's because it's germane to the Karban Pesach. It's not for all kachim. It's only Karban Pesach as opposed to other karbanos. For other karbanos, you can't.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. So my boydkin, what does it mean we check? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Minapeach Adam Beis HaPras V'Hoylech. It means that you could blow and travel through. And why? What's the reason? For Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Mishnei De'ula Amar, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, the name of Ula said, Beis HaPras Shenidash Tahar. A Beis HaPras that was plowed over as Tahar Lo'isei Pesach for those who perform the Karban Pesach. Loi himidu divrehen b'makoim kares. Because the Rabbanan did not uphold their words in the face of kares. Lo ichle truma, but for those who consume truma, himidu divrehen b'makoim misa. They did uphold their isud Rabbanan in a situation where if somebody became tameh, they're going to be chayiv misa. So that's the rationale. Okay, we're still... We're still not up to the upshot here of why we're bringing this in. What does this have to do with the Mishnah? Badak lepischay ma'al she'yachah b'trumasei. Let's say you checked for the Karban Pesach, and you brought the Karban Pesach. So now that you're bringing the Karban Pesach, can you eat truma? Because, well, what are you going to say? Oh, you're only tahar legabe the Karban Pesach, but not legabe truma? Ula amar, Ula says, badak lepischay ma'al she'yachah b'trumasei. If you check for the Karban Pesach, you're allowed to eat truma. Rabba bar Ula amar, no. Badak lepischay asr lecha b'trumasei. If you check for the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat truma. In other words, the shaila is the chachamim were lenient regarding this checking being sufficient for achilas Karban Pesach, but it's not sufficient for truma. The question is, once you've eaten the Karban Pesach, can you say, well, you have to let me eat truma, otherwise it would be incongruous to be tahar for kachim and not for truma. So that's the shaila, whether badak lepischay mahu sheyorcha b'trumasei. Amar leha husaba, so a certain elder said, loy tifloig alei de'ula. Don't argue on Ula. Ula was the one who said, badak lepischay mutar lecha b'trumasei. So a certain elder said, you can't argue on Ula. Why? The Tanan kavasei, we learned like Ula in our Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah it says, V'yam amar hifrashti l'soicha, revius kodesh neman. If he said, I separated within it a revius of kodshim, he's believed even on the truma. So what do we see from here? Once you're believed on kodshim, it's incongruous to say that he shouldn't be believed for truma. Alma, midimehemen ha-kodesh mehemen ha-mehemen ha-truma. We see that if he's believed on kodshim, he should be believed on truma as well. Hachanami here also, midimehemen ha-pesach. Since he's believed about the Karban Pesach, mehemen nami atshuma, he's believed about the truma as well. So in other words, we're bringing an analogy. The same way in the Mishnah, an amaretz is not believed about truma, but if he says that in this barrel, aside from the Truma, I already was Mafresh Kodshim. So we say, since you're believed about the Kodshim, you're believed about the Truma as well. Likewise, the Gemara is saying that the position of Ula is the most logical, and that is just like we're going to rely on this form of checking to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach, we'll rely on it regarding Achilas Truma as well. Fine. Next shtickle. The Mishnah said, barrels of wine and barrels of oil that are meduma, the Amiharas are believed about the at the time of the wine press and the olive press, and before for 70 days. Now that in and of itself is very problematic, because meduma usually means there's truma in there. It's tevel. And the Mishnah already said that for truma, you're only believed at the time of the olive press and the wine press, but why 70 days before? Elamai, there's kachim in there. If there's kachim in there, you should be believed the whole year. For kachim, you're believed the whole year. So the Gemara says, Tana, we learned, Ein nemanin lo yala kankanav lo yala truma. And Amaretz is not believed not on the jug itself and not on truma. So the Gemara says, what's this talking about? Kankanim demai, what kind of jugs is an Amaretz not believed? I kankanim de kodesh, if it's the jugs of kodesh. So what are you going to say? The Amaretz is believed regarding the kodshim, but regarding the jugs are going to be rendered tameh? Migu de mehemen ha-kodesh, mehemen ha-mei ha-kankanim. If they're going to be believed regarding the kodesh, they should be believed about the jugs as well. Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say anything. Ela kankanim de truma, but rather it's going on the jugs of truma. Of course they're not believed on the jugs. They're not even believed about truma. Why would they be believed about the kalim that the truma was in? Pshita, it's obvious. Meaning if it's kodshim, then how could you say, we'll believe the Ama Aretz, that the kodshim in the jug is tahar, but we're going to say that the kli is tameh? That doesn't make any sense. If the kli is tameh, the kodshim would be tameh. Elamai, we're talking about truma, and we're saying that Amaretz is not believed about the jug of truma. If they're not believed about the jug of truma, they're not going to be believed about the... if they're not believed about the truma, of course they're not believed about the jug. So, ela kankanim de truma. It must be, it's referring to the jug of truma. Pshita, it's obvious. Hashta ad truma loy mehemen. If now on the truma they're not believed, akankanim mehemen, they're going to be believed on the jug. Says Gemara, ela berei kanim de kodesh. We're talking about the empty jugs of kodesh. Uveshar yemois hashana, the whole year. What does this mean? After you poured the kodshim out, meaning, so long as you're transporting the kodshim in a jug, then the Amaretz is believed about the jug. But as soon as they pour the kodshim out of the jug, they're only believed about the kodshim. They're not believed to guard the jug anymore. So this is a special din, that we believe Amaretz regarding kodshim, but the jug, they're not believed as so long as the kodshim are no longer in it. And uvemiluin de truma uveshas hagitais. And we're talking about full barrels of truma at the time of the olive press. What does this mean? Truma in Ama Aretz is not believed on. But on the time of the olive press, Ama Aretz are believed on. But when they're full at the time of the olive press and the wine press, they're not believed about the jug. Now what does this mean? Says Rashi, even though the Chachamim were not goyzer at the time of the olive press about the wine and the oil, because the Chachamim did not want to be mafsid the Kaihanim, because the majority of Truma in Eretz Yisrael is at the time of the wine press and the olive press, so therefore we want to believe the Amei Aretz at the time of the wine press and the olive press, but regarding the Kli itself, we're not going to believe them. It's an amazing thing. We only trust the Amei Aretz that the Truma itself is Tahar, but regarding the Kli, we say the Kli is Tameh. So if they want to take Truma from Amei Aretz, they have to make sure the Truma is no longer in the Kli. They have to have it poured out of the Kli. This seems somewhat incongruous, Rashi asks. How could it be that the kli is tameh and the liquid within it is tahar? No, it's not a problem, Rashi says. This is common by the Rabbanans. Well, they'll only be mekel in for what we need them to be mekel for. Okay. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, kadei yayin v'kadei shaman hamedumois, jugs of wine and jugs of oil that are mixed. My love, doesn't it mean medumois the truma? There's truma mixed in. Usually, dema, meduma, refers to truma mixed in. And we're saying that they are believed regarding the jug and regarding the truma, because the end of the Mishnah is presumably talking about a situation where you have a jug, and in the jug you have mixed in truma, and we're saying they're believed not only about the truma, but about the jug as well. So it's a kasha on what we just said. We just said that they're only believed about the truma, not about the jug, but the end of the Mishnah seems to be saying that when you have truma mixed in, they're believed about the truma, and they're believed about the jug. My lav medumois to truma, amri debei Reb Chia, they said in the house of Reb Chia, medumois to kodesh. What's mixed in is not truma, it's kodshim. And since kodshim is mixed in, that's why they're believed regarding the kli. Says Gemara, there's kodshim mixed in. Kodshim mixed in is not called dimua. Umi ika dimua l'kodesh. Is there a dimua for kodshim? Amri debei Rabbi Eloi b'metaher es tivloi lito mimenu nesachim. We're talking about your metaher tevel. In other words, you haven't yet been mafrish truma, so technically the truma is dispersed within it, and so it's called dema because there is truma mixed in. However, you intend to pluck out kodshim. Lito mimenu nesachim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says b'metaher es tivloi l'nesachim. So you have chulin and kodesh and truma. And since you're believed regarding the kodshim, you're believed regarding the truma and the kankanim, because as we said, it would be a gnai for the kodshim that the kankanim are b'cheskas tuma and they are tahar. Okay, final little shtickle before we conclude. Koidim legito shivim yom, before the olive press 70 days, Amar Abaye said, Shema mina dinahu. Abaye said, from here we learn that it's a halacha, meaning before the wine press and the olive press, Amei Aretz are believed for 70 days if they intend to be mafrish kodshim from there. So from here we learn a halacha, Amar Abaye, Shema mina dinahu. It is a halacha da ilave arisa. It is incumbent upon a sharecropper lemitrach al gofi shivim yoimin to be matriach on their kalim for 70 days mekame matzarta before the wine press. From here we learn if the halacha is that 70 days before the olive press or the wine press, though once you intend to be mafrish kodshim from a barrel, so that means it's incumbent upon the sharecroppers to start to be zohir behilchos tumah v'tahara 70 days before the wine press and the olive press. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to hold it over here. And Besura is Toivos. And Ezes Hashem, Wednesday night is the regular weekly Parsha Shir. And everyone feel good. I apologize for the delay. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.